My guest, Mark Schneep, California Economic Forecast Director, online at californiaforecast.com. During the break, we were talking about Halloween, and what is the stat on presidential elections and Halloween Mass the month before the election?
Every 4 years, yeah, the mask index. So whichever presidential candidate's mask sells the most, that has been an unerring predictor of the next president.
I don't know whether to smile or cry when you hear that. I mean, I don't know what that means, and I don't know why it's true, but that's pretty bizarre. A client emailed me. I got two real estate questions. My home originally sold he didn't buy it in 1970, but it was worth around $30,000. And then 30 years later, it's worth around $900,000. So 30 times the original price in 30 years. If it does that again in 30 years, in 2030, it'll sell for $27 or $30 million. Even 10 times, it would sell for $10 million. Sounds impossible, but no one would have believed in 1970 that a house selling for $30,000 would sell for $900,000. So what is your best guess as to what his price's house is going to be worth 30 years from today?
Well, that's what we do. We predict the future, right?
So 30 years out now. That's a little bit of a stretch.
So he claims that his house is worth about $900,000 right now?
Well, he said it was worth $900,000. Yeah, let's assume that. Yeah, $900,000.
All right, so probably in 30 years, you know, things are going to be different over the next 30 years than they were over the previous 30. And one of the things is that you won't have the baby boom generation being duplicated and buying everything in sight and looking at real estate as being a big investment. Now you have the millennials, the offspring of the boomers largely, and they're not buying homes, and they don't look at real estate the same way. So I think that this is a whole different paradigm that we're entering into over the next 30 years. I think you're going to see a flattening of prices in general. Now, in Santa Barbara, that may be a little bit different. You just simply have a very scarce item called housing here and a very desirable place that people want to be. So I think prices will still run up, and, you know, his home in 30 years will probably be worth $2-3 million, I'd say. You know, it's not going to be worth $27 million. But, you know, it's simply because we don't build anything. It's a desirable place to live, and you've got the world competing for housing supply in Santa Barbara. You know, but in general, I think that house price appreciation is going to be a lot different going forward, simply because you don't have the same attitude or paradigm about housing as the baby boomers had.
A friend of mine owns multiple rental units that he bought in the 80s. Down in the Inland Empire area, Redlands, you know, a triplex, a sixplex, a fourplex, and is worth, you know, a few million dollars. And because he has very low mortgages, he's got great cash flow. And there's guys trying to tell him to sell all that and buy into these like richuncles.com thing where they buy shopping centers and anchored by Chase Manhattan Bank and this kind of stuff. And then you just have no worries. And you just get a check of 7% return, but you, of course, have no control. And so what do you think? And he doesn't know what to do. I'm telling him he should just keep what he has. He's got a cash cow, and it's working for him. But, of course, you can't quite completely retire from it. You know, it's a lot of work, even when you have people. As an economist, would you rather be invested in duplexes, triplexes, or be part of a big conglomerate managed by someone else who owns shopping centers?
Well, a big conglomerate that owns something, it might be worth looking at, but probably not shopping centers, at least not right now. I mean, look what's happening with the retail fallout in America right now. I think that's the biggest disruptive force that we're seeing is the result of technology. So I don't know if retail is going to be the thing of the future. So that's a little dubious for me. But, you know, office building REITs or industrial building REITs, I mean, those, you're right, he wouldn't have to do anything. He just sits back and gets the, whatever it is, the percentage return. However, I still think multifamily housing is going to be a better return over the next 20 years. So I think he should just stay in that and get a company to manage it for him if he doesn't want the headache.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm pushing him to do. He's a savant with picking tenants. So if he just showed up and met some people and put him in and then let everybody else do everything else, even if you lost a significant part of your profits to pay somebody, it's worth it. And it seemed to be a nice segue question when you started talking about the millennials and renting and what's going on. And good distinction to a good point to distinguish office and industrial versus brick and mortar shopping centers.
Yeah.
Another thing you said back in, and I think you said it when you were on January 2017, unless you said it in late 2016, sales remain strong. And when I say he said it, we're talking to Mark Schneep, California Economic Forecast. You said to me, sales remain strong in 2016 and are forecast to increase 2017. Growth is forecast to increase in 2017. And I just did year-to-date multiple listing update, and the median price is up year-to-date over last year. And the median price is more of an up trajectory, the single-family homes, for the first 30 weeks. 2016, it went down. Ended up at 1,184,000. We're at 1,255,000 year-to-date, and we've been going up. And the number of sales are up, averaging 21.3 per week versus 19.8 last year. So you were right on that forecast. Now we're midway through. What's your latest for the rest of 2017 and into 2018?
What, so that when I'm on the radio show in January of 2018, we can look back?
And here's what's nice is I said you were correct. You were correct, sir.
Yeah. What happens if I'm not correct? Well, you know, the likelihood of me not being correct is probably low. So I don't mind going out on a limb. actually, it's not on a limb. It's on a firm, steady, and stable branch here. So, interest rates have remained low. Surprisingly so. I mean, it's been stunning to see that, despite what the Fed is doing and the threat of Trumponomics and more fiscal stimulus. Interest rates still remain low, but they should ratchet up a little bit. I mean, of course, we've been saying that for a while, and they really haven't. But you know, they ought to. But you know, we're at full employment. Wages are rising. The economy is in really good shape. There is pent up demand. So I think, you're going to continue to see price increases. I don't know about sales. I think that sales are going to stay about the same. You know, I don't think that they can go up anymore, not here in this town, but probably in other parts of the country, they'll probably rise simply because, you know, you just have more people working, more income being generated, and more pent-up demand. Here, the prices are just prohibitively expensive here for most people. So, I don't think you're going to see sales rise, but you will see prices.
Yeah, and it's encouraging, despite these high prices. It's amazing and encouraging, I guess, to see that we're ahead a little bit of last year in the number of sales. Almost the same on condos, 240 condo sales first 30 weeks versus 236 last year. 2015, 328 condos year-to-date. That was weird. But the number of sales, 639. Versus 2015, it was 661. Then you go back to 2013, it was 739 for the first 30 weeks. People were buying. And that was the Nordstrom Rack in Santa Barbara, right? The doldrum years. People picking up. Now, what about the high end? Another agent, a friend of mine, wrote in and said, why the high-end properties, $3 million up, which in 2015 and years coming out of the recession were selling, slowed down quite a bit and continue to slow down. Is that something you look at or not? I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot.
Yeah, I looked at that. And for the first 6 months, I noticed that both Montecito and Hope Ranch, the only two areas of of our local area in which prices were down a little bit and sales weren't doing so good. I think sales are up in Hope Ranch, but that doesn't mean anything because there's hardly any sales there anyway.
Yeah, it's too small. Yeah.
But in Montecito, sales are down, prices are down, and that's been the case the last year. So I have looked at that, and the higher end, when you think about Montecito, everything is $3-4 million or up, you know, so I think price effects, you know, are certainly kicking in right now. I think it's just simply the fact that demand curve slopes down, and when price goes up, sales go down, and People can't keep up with some of these prices. So, I mean, and there's a lot of inventory in Montecito. By the way, that's one of the reasons sales are up this year. Is there's a little more inventory coming online, and there's a lot of inventory in Montecito too. And so, I think you're getting some price effects as a result of that. But nevertheless, yeah, the high end is slow all over the place.
All over California, all over
California.
Yeah, see, now I did some stats, but I didn't go, I just looked at MLS, and I imagine in that high end, maybe there's some sales that don't get reported to MLS, but 5 million and above, the first 28 weeks of the year through July 15th, it was about the same, 21 sales versus last year, 22 sales, 2015. This is over 5 million, over 5 million, but I didn't look at inventory. So maybe as a sales percentage compared to the inventory, maybe that's what she's saying, is that there's not as many. We have overall, as of the, as of the 30th week of the year, 563 total listings, and last year 591. But if what you're saying is true, that Montecito has higher number of listings, that means that we have even less inventory for the rest of us.
Yes, that's the reason.
Yeah, yeah. Mark Schneep, we're out of time. Mark Schneep, California Forecast. You can find him at californiaforecast.com. We'll see you at the Fiesta party at the Association of Realtors tonight. Thank you for offering to buy me a beer. Any forecast? I had to get that in before you got in, that I was supposed to buy you a drink. Any forecast for the Fiesta?
Yeah, it'll be the same old boring event that we see every year here.
And will you put on some weight?
No, I never put on weight.
You're in great shape. You're in great shape. Well, we'll have a push-up contest tonight. We'll see you later, Mark. Thanks for joining me. Mark Schneep, California Economic Forecast.
All right, see ya.
All right,
bye.
See ya. And the rest of you, the rest of us, for the Festivus, will come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.